Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's find out what kind of divine messages we are going to get today. And we will begin, as always, by introducing ourselves. Your hosts on this show are DC Love and Barbara Grace Reynolds. So let's let DC Love tell you about herself and her natural life. Okay, DC, you're on.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, as well, of course, as you know, a radio host, and I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the Angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. And what an amazing, amazing connection, because she left this door open, and others have walked through it. And I've had the ability to connect with the most ironic, yet fascinating mixture of divine source. And in doing so, it has given me the ability to relate and to work with a really wide variety of people. But prior to this life-changing work that I can't imagine not ever doing, I did have a background that was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to. And it is the backbone in my current journey of service. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I stand in the energy of unconditional love with all of my clients. All sessions are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page, and you'll find pictures of both DC Love and myself, and there are Learn More buttons under those pictures. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So it's one of the ways that you can connect with DC. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around the site. There's all kinds of wonderful information that might be just what you're looking for to make changes in your life. Okay, now we get to hear the wonderful messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, Barbara, the first thing I have is a message from Archangel Michael. I, Archangel Michael, come before you today. During these times of change, I will be at your side, giving you the strength to move forward confidently and courageously. Reach out to me, and I will offer protection as well as watching over you and helping you to fulfill your earthly mission. Together, we will conquer all obstacles that are in your way, as well as lifting self-imposed limitations. There is nothing to fear. No problem or concern is either too big or too small. I will bring the awareness that is needed in any area of your life where assistance is needed, as well as helping you to evolve spiritually. Know that you are always supported as you move forward on your divine path. Please, all that no longer serves you, allow me to bring peace. As you make the changes, you're aligned with your divine life purpose. Beloved, you are headed in the right path. Allow yourself to become renewed as you are anticipating the opportunities that come before you. I am deeply committed to helping you fulfill your dream and making the best choices possible. Everything is as it should be. Have faith and move forward knowing that you are on the right path. Release any non-benefiting beliefs that are holding you back. Trust the guidance that you are receiving. All that no longer serves you will fade away, bringing transformation. All your material needs will be met as you continue on your soul mission. Be grateful for all that is presently in your life, and you will continue to see a steady flow of abundance coming your way. Don't underestimate what is possible. You have an important life mission, and you are so needed right now. You are ready and prepared to fulfill your divine life purpose. Trust that I will remain by your side as you fulfill your highest and best potential. Beloved, your shining light is so needed in the world. Embrace your unique abilities. Share your wisdom with all you meet. You are such an inspiration. I will be with you every step of the way. You are loved and protected. I am Archangel Michael. And I do have another message, Barbara. It's from Jesus. Blessings, loved ones. Now is the time to embrace change. It is the one thing that you can count on. Change doesn't have to be a bad thing. Focus on the word change for a moment and see it from a different perspective. You can see it as Christ has a new gift each second. Now, doesn't that feel freeing? Each second, you have the ability to create the change that you want in your life and in the world. Be open to the changes that are coming your way. Doors are opening all around you. Life is beautiful. Don't be afraid to live it. Create what you desire of life and see it as a gift. Remain positive and remember, there is always something to celebrate. Dream your dreams. Dream big. Have God-sized dreams. Stop worrying about tomorrow. Don't let fear stop you from living your life today. You are here right now for a specific purpose. This is your journey. Think about what your heart is calling you to do, and then have the courage to follow it. Imagine your perfect life. Nothing can stop God's plan for you. Infinite possibilities await you. When you know what you want, the universe will conspire in your favor. Be brave. Move forward and step into your magnificence. The only person you are going to become is the one you decide to be. Everything that you need to succeed is within you. Reconnect now with your authentic self, that part of you that knows you can do anything you set your heart and mind to. There are no mistakes. Surrender to what is, let go of what was, and have faith in what is yet to come. Know that in every moment, God is at your side. He is with you through every trial and tribulation. You are never limited unless you choose to limit yourself. Never let another person's limited beliefs define you. What you think, you become. This is a time of rebirth. It is a time to review your limiting beliefs. It is a time to remember who you really are. This is your time, beloved ones. Continue on your path and recreate yourself. Live in the moment. See yourself connected to the divine oneness. Divine love is the energy from which all things are made. Close your eyes and see the world through the eyes of love. To choose love is to be truly free. Let love awaken your soul and ignite a fire in your heart. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Well, wonderful. Thank you, DC.
Thank you, Barbara.
All right. Now we'll see what Jesus wants to channel through me now. Okay, here we go. Beloveds, we know that some of you think that if you could just get everything cleared out, then your life would be perfect. We want you to know that we don't want your life to be boring. We don't want it to be dull and uneventful. There will always be things for you to learn, things for you to deal with, things for you to let go of. That's a part of life. So do not try to become this perfect person where everything is absolutely perfect, because that would mean that you would have no purpose in living. We want you to realize that everything that happens is for your benefit. Even the things that don't seem to have any benefit at all are still for your benefit. Do not try to achieve perfection. That's just an illusion that people have created to make themselves feel that one day they will be worthy. You are already worthy. You're actually already perfect. Your life is your opportunity to experience life. And in order to have something to experience, there has to be something there. Stop seeing everything as so good or bad, so one way or the other. Allow yourself to stand in the middle and look around and decide which way you want to go in each moment. And then take the inspired steps to go there. Life is about living. It is not about reaching the end and being perfect. Live in the moment. This is how you grow. This is how you reach that understanding of who you are and who you are becoming and why you are even here. If you do not live in the moment, then you become lost in your own life. So we ask each and every one of you to take the time to allow yourself to experience whatever you are experiencing and to just look at the situation to see what it is teaching you, to see what it is that's important for you. Because it's not about achieving the goal. It's not about the end of the journey. It's about now. It's about right now. What is it right now that you are experiencing, that you are learning, that is helping you to grow, that is allowing you to be more? That is where you will find your answers. We know that setting goals and working towards them is an important part of being human. We see that. But we don't want you to get so busy with setting goals and thinking that you have to meet them that you forget to actually live, that you forget those moments when you are just being, those moments when you feel the love. You just feel the love. Those moments are important. I know that they may not be achieving your goals, but they are still an important part of your life. They are recognizing that you are living. This is why we often tell you to relax and let go. Because you get so busy with needing to achieve that you forget about just being alive. Now is a wonderful time for you to experience some time just being. Just being. Nothing else. There is no goal. You're just being. Give yourself that opportunity. Give yourself those moments to just be. To just feel. Not to think. It's not about figuring anything out, because there's nothing to figure out. You are just being. Remember, it is the energy that you feel, the energy that you radiate, the energy that you accept, that determines so much in your life. Give yourself permission to be. You don't need to achieve. You don't need to worry. You don't need to doubt. You don't need to be stressed. Just be. Surely your life is not so busy that you can't find 5 minutes just to be. And if it is so busy that you can't find those 5 minutes, then you really need to look at what it is you are doing and let go of those things that you're doing that have no purpose. Some of you really are like those little hamsters running in those wheels and just running faster and faster and faster and faster and getting absolutely nowhere. But if you watch those hamsters, there are times when they just stop. And they're just being. So it's okay for you to just be. We love you. You will achieve your goals, the ones that are actually important. You are always changing and evolving. You are perfect exactly as you are, even if you never changed anything again. Give yourself permission. Just be. Okay.
Oh, beautiful, Barbara. Thank you.
Well, we have come to the part of the show where we take questions from people in the queue. That's what they call it. The people who have called in and people from the chat room. So if you have called in and you have a question, don't forget to press the number one so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio board so I know that you have a question. And in the chat room, if you've signed in, you can type your question. And we do have a question from the chat room. And my nose is running today. Okay. So this is from Little Fairy. And the question is, hello, I'd be grateful for a message from Jesus about my current work situation. I prayed for a better job. Instead, I'm at a job where people are so mean to me. I will quit this job as soon as I find something better. Thanks. Okay, so DC, what are you getting for Little Fairy?
Okay, well, Jesus is coming in and reminding Little Fairy that our life is always a result of our thoughts. And in each moment we are creating, and we have to realize that thoughts are pure energy. And, you know, every thought that we have, we sort of like send it out to the universe. And Jesus is telling Little Fairy, beloved, you are the light of the world. And he's asking her to just have a positive, you know, new outlook and everything that she's desiring. And I see that, you know, what she's desiring is about to happen, and she's about to really start a beautiful new life. And I see her surrounded by Jesus and the angels. And Little Fairy, Jesus is telling you how proud he is of you, but he's asking you not to spend so much time worrying. He's asking that you surrender your cares today, all of them, to God and the angels, okay? And then you're going to be able to really, you know, enjoy your life. He doesn't want you to, you know, spend countless hours in fear and worry. And when we do that, he's saying we're out of control. So you're being asked to count your blessings and notice how, you know, new gifts come for you from God, because, you know, you have faith in him and you know that, you know, everything happens for your highest and best. And, you know, the angels and God, they're there with you, so they're helping you. So just have faith and allow God come in and to help you with the situation, okay? And I'm getting, whatever the question is, the answer is always love, okay? So just remember that, you know, love is always, you know, what we are striving for, okay? And just surround this situation now that you're dealing with love, and let go of the attachments. And when you pray, you know, for love to come in and surround the situation, you're going to see that Jesus is by your side and the angels are there helping you as well. Okay, so make sure that you only speak loving words, remain optimistic, and surround, you know, yourself and the situation with the highest energy. And you're going to find that this is going to miraculously heal, bringing you new opportunities, okay? So in reality, all is well, okay? and just allow your heart to open and feel what it is that you're feeling. And, of course, you know, resonate with the feeling of love. And please, little fairy, stop less time analyzing and more time feeling and experiencing, okay? As you do, your heart will open more and more. And you're going to get the guidance that you need right now. And you're going to be able to act, you know, upon it. Okay, so that's what I have from Jesus. But I'm also getting from the angels that you've got to surrender your outdated beliefs. You have very limited beliefs about yourself, little fairy. Okay, the angels want you to take time right now and really own your power, okay, and just allow yourself to have that inner peace that you really need. You know, times of stillness where you just go within and just be, okay? And just know that you've worked really hard and you're creating everything that you're asking for, okay? So I'm getting dream big, okay? God and the angels want you to really, you know, be ready to see the beautiful dreams that are manifesting before you, okay? And count your blessings with a grateful heart because this is going to attract more joy, more love, and more prosperity. And we have angels, Shamshael coming forward, and he's letting you know that this is a time to begin again, little fairy, okay? Begin again with each breath you take. Begin again with each footstep, one in front of the other. Begin again with each thought, choosing really to think differently, and begin again with fresh eyes, seeing yourself and others with compassion. Little fairy, dust off your dreams and begin again. And Ginger, my dog that transitioned in July, is coming in, and she's saying, little fairy, you surely are a superhero. And she wants you to think about which superhero that you are, okay? And I have Mother Mary coming in around you as well. And she's going to help you too, really with all like the emotions that you're feeling. And she's going to help you to heal from any, I'm getting like there's long-lasting patterns that are within you in every area of your life. And she's really going to help you to, you know, see everything through the eyes of love. And then you're going to have more self-love for yourself and more self-esteem. And we also have Lady Nada coming forward. And Lady Nada is said to be another incarnation of Mary Magdalene. Okay? And she was with you as well, helping you to open your heart really wide for the divine love that is coming your way. And little fairy, she's saying that you have an opportunity to really overcome past pain, past heartbreaks, and letdowns. This is really a wonderful time in your life, and it's time for you to really cherish and love yourself, and then allow yourself to be cherished and loved by others. Okay? So just have courage and, you know, have trust. You have a divine team around you, okay? And there are no obstacles that you can't overcome with this beautiful divine love that is present around you and within you. Okay, all of your relationships are being brought into harmony. And just give and receive divine love with yourself and all those around you. And Barbara, that's what I have for little fairy.
Okay, wonderful. All right, so here is the message I have for you, little fairy. So Jesus is going to come through now. Here we go. Beloved, you actually believe that you deserve to be treated this way. There is a part of you that says that you need to be punished. You need to be punished because you're not a good enough person, because you've done things wrong. And there are a thousand other becauses there. We want you to let that go. We want you to start recognizing that when you feel that someone is being mean to you, you can simply say, I am so grateful for this person. They are showing me that I don't love myself. And that is such a wonderful gift. And I am so glad that they are in my life to help me to grow, to see, to change. I love them. And when you do that, you are letting go of the whole idea that you need to be punished. you are accepting that this is an opportunity for you to look within, to see what you are actually feeling about yourself. Because everything that happens in your life is about you. You are the most important person in your life. So then instead of feeling picked upon, you can feel loved. Because these people are helping you to see you. They're helping you to see that you really don't believe that you deserve better. And then you can let go of those beliefs and you can accept that they are giving you this beautiful gift. They are helping you to improve your life. That this is a blessing for you. And that allows you to be in that energy of love and appreciation so that you can receive more love and appreciation into your life. So everything that happens really is for your highest good, even if in that moment you don't see it. This is why we ask you to stand in the middle, to really look at situations, to see it's not a matter of being around mean and hateful people. It's that people are showing you how you feel about yourself. Let go of the whole idea that you need to be punished, because you don't. You haven't done anything. Let that go. Start standing in the energy of love and acceptance of yourself. And you will find that the more you do that, the more other people are reflecting that energy to you. The way to change is starting with yourself. That is the only thing that works. Really look at who you are being, who you believe you are, and change the beliefs that no longer fit you. And please ask us to help you. We are here for you. So start accepting the blessings that these people are giving you. Start accepting that it is okay for you to realize that they are showing you what you believe, and that it's okay for you to let those beliefs go. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are absolutely phenomenal, but you don't believe that. And it's time for you to let go of those old beliefs that say you are less and start accepting the truth that you are more. This is your life. And you are allowed to have a good life, a life that you enjoy, a life where your growth is part of your beauty, part of your magnificence. Stand in that life and start creating what you truly desire, which is to love you. Now you know. Don't stand in your own way. Let your life open up. You will be amazed at the wonderful things that happen. We are here for you. Don't ever forget that. We are here for you. We love you. Please join us in that love. Open your heart to you. Okay, so that is the message that Jesus wanted to share with you. And hold on, let me check and see what she said. She said, very true. I am worrying a lot about my life lately. I will let go and let God. I feel that I hit rock bottom with this job. I will change my thoughts and heal my heart. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay. Wonderful.
Really beautiful.
Yes, it is. Okay, she wrote one more thing. Thank you, DC and Barbara. Everything you channeled makes sense. Wonderful.
You know what's interesting? You're not let off the hook. She's saying, She wants to know what superhero she is. You can't go yet, little fairy. You have to tell Ginger what superhero you are.
Well, let's see. We have to give her a minute to hear the message.
Yeah, she's gonna tell Ginger, or Ginger's going to be upset here.
Okay, she's typing now. Okay, let's see. Wonder Woman.
Awesome. Ginger, so that's a good one. She likes that. Okay.
Wonderful. Okay, we're going to go to the caller from area code 940. As soon as my computer. Hi, who's this?
Sharon Hunter.
Hi, Sharon. What can we do for you today?
I just wanted to see what message you might have for me today.
Okay, and you didn't have any question about any particular part of your life?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, let's see what DC is getting first.
Okay, Sharon, good morning, hon. God bless you. It's
good
so
morning.
Nice to connect. The first
Thank
message
you.
That I'm getting is you've got to believe in yourself and really know, Sharon, that you can create anything you wish, okay? And
okay.
No matter what anyone else thinks, you have the power to do that. And just know that you have greatness within you, okay? And no limitations, okay? Believe in your dreams and know that you have the potential of your own divine power. And just tap into that source and just draw from it. Everything that you need is within you, okay? So connect with that higher self. Sharon, I'm getting you are ready to embark on something really beautiful. Trust your guidance, okay? Your guidance is directing you to really a beautiful new truth, okay? One that is aligned right now, you know, for your higher purpose, okay? So please believe and have faith. Okay, and just, you know, repeat to yourself, I believe in me, okay?
Okay.
So much divine intelligence within you, so much divine intuition, and you have this power within you to really overcome any obstacle that comes your way. Okay, so continue to believe in your higher power and really take advantage of your beautiful gifts, your talents, your ability, and express them, you know, for the true divine beauty that they have. And please share your gifts with the world, okay?
Okay.
So please, you've really got to believe in yourself is what I'm getting, okay? And when you're going through difficult times, just remember just to laugh, okay? Take a minute, you know, get in touch with your joy, okay?
Okay.
And just, because your smile lights up the world is what I'm getting, okay? I'm getting, you know, when times... Don't forget all the gifts and tools that God has given you, okay? And Jesus is saying, Sharon, I'm not concerned about your success, okay? I'm only concerned about the beautiful person that you truly are, okay?
Okay.
And what I'm being shown is that you're worrying right now about making a living, okay? And he's saying, you know, beloved one, please choose to make a life rather than a living, okay?
Okay.
And he's saying, I am with you, you know, I'm with you now, and I want you to know that what you want, I want for you, okay? So just, you know, be happy with the person you are, and like I said, choose to begin to live, okay?
Okay.
And let go of fear, because I'm getting that, you know, there's so much fear within you, okay? Okay, and I have some other messages. The other messages that I have is please surrender the worry that you have, okay? Because what I'm getting is the worry that you have, you know, is causing anxiety, okay? So focus on the power of your heart and have faith that, you know, you are being guided today and always. And don't be afraid of change, okay? Because the universe is supporting you, okay? And just have faith that all is well today and it will, you know, and it will remain well. Please go within and tune into that, you know, inner voice within and listen to your intuition, okay? You have the ability to just, you know, feel and know what is the right thing at every moment. Listen to the way your body is feeling. You sometimes get those beautiful, like, aha moments, and that's your guidance coming through, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting, oh, just please rest and relax and just release everything, you know, that does not serve you, okay?
Okay.
And just amazing power within you. Sharon, and I have Archangel Ariel coming in, and she has a message for you. She's saying, Sharon, be of service, okay? Place your cares and worries aside. Is there someone or something calling out to you? Is there something that you're feeling drawn to do or maybe to give? Why then do you hesitate to be of service? Because being of service does not require you to completely change all things. Being of service is just willingness to look beyond that which is in front of your nose. Being of service is the giving of your time. It can be a kind thought, a deed, or even a word. Being of service is helping another before you. So for today, Sharon, contemplate on how you shall be of service, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and my dog, Ginger, the transition in July is coming forward, and she's saying, you know what, you've done a great job, Sharon, and she is saying, you know, you should throw yourself a party, okay? She wants you to smile and just, you know, smile again, and she said she's going to bake a cake for this party that you're having, okay? And it's going to be filled with all your dreams, Sharon, okay?
Okay.
So she's just saying, you know, what are you waiting for? You know, you're here to really, you know, to enjoy your life and to live it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and those are the messages that I have for you. I hope they've made a little sense, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Sharon, okay?
Yes.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay, Sharon, here is what Jesus has for you.
Okay.
My beloved, I want you to start recognizing yourself. You have spent so much of this lifetime thinking that you are insignificant, and that has never been true. You have these beliefs that say that you have to struggle, that you have to suffer, that it has to be difficult, and that is not true. We want you to let that go and to accept that it is okay for your life to flow. To flow with grace and ease and prosperity. You deserve to have more than enough. You've always deserved it, and you will always deserve it. That is what God wants for you. And we would like for you to come into alignment with those beliefs, to actually know that you are good enough, because you are. To actually know that you deserve whatever it is you desire, because you do. This is a time for you to step out of those old ways of being and to start embracing the truth. And you can do this by simply starting each day and ending each day with gratitude. By letting God know that you are grateful for your life. You are grateful for these opportunities to grow and to learn. You are grateful for everything that is brought to you because it is helping you to become a better person. And when you start your day and end your day with this gratitude, this thankfulness for being alive, for having these opportunities to learn, for accepting the gifts and blessings that God is giving you, then you are actually opening up to having more. It is there. It is there for you. And you don't have to do anything to prove that you're good enough, because God already knows that you are magnificent. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that God would deny you. So stop denying yourself. Let go of all of those beliefs in being small and insignificant, and start living your life in the beauty and power that you have. And it is okay for you to be more. And what other people say and what other people do really has nothing to do with it. Your life is about your choices. You do not live according to the opinions of others. you live according to the opinions of you. And that is what matters. Love yourself, sweetheart. You deserve it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome. Oh, and he's filling you with all this loving energy. So if you're feeling things shifting, that's why.
Yes. Very nice.
Well, great. Thank you so much for calling, Sharon. Now I'm getting filled with that loving energy, too, so I appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. I'm going to mute you so you can keep listening and just let that energy flow into you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I feel just wonderful now. All right. We have a question from the chat room from, I'll just call this person, New Me. New Me would like to know. New Me would like to know. I can't see. Oh, there we go. Do you have any messages for me? That's what New Me would like to know. So, DC, do you have any messages for New Me?
Yes, Barbara. The first message that I have is from Ginger. I don't know what kind of vehicle New Me may have, but Ginger is saying, you know, please have it looked at. She said, have that vehicle looked at. And she's saying, you know, after you have it looked at, she's going, let go of those roadblocks that you keep putting up in front of you. You're going to be, she said, you're going to feel better. You're going to be more successful than you can really believe. And Ginger's saying, you know, Numi, choose positive thoughts, okay? Because what you are thinking is creating, you know, the life that you're living. So Ginger wanted to be the first one to come in and give messages, I guess. Okay. Okay, so what I'm getting now from the angels is, Numi, right now you are awakening, and you are creating your future. Okay, you're realizing you're not this little puppet that's on the string. Okay? Just embrace everything that is happening right now and know it's, you know, exactly the way it should be. And you're not a victim anymore, you know, of circumstance. Okay? You are the creator of your destiny, New Me. Okay? You are consciously creating your life with each thought that you have. And I'm getting, you know, really pay attention to those thoughts, okay? And release anything that's emotionally holding you back, okay? And understand that everything happening in your life is really beneficial to your spiritual growth, okay? Learn to love life, learn to love yourself, and just really be alive at this moment and shine your goodness on the world, New Me. And I'm getting, you know, choose love. Let love become the powerful force that is going to help change your life and really own your power. And just know that with every storm that we, you know, are able to go through, it brings a fresh, beautiful new beginning. So let your imagination, you know, really start now to, you know, help you to pursue your dreams and to solve any problems that you have. And just really connect with all the wonder that is in the world. And when you have, like, you know, an attitude of gratitude and you connect with all the, you know, awe that is in the world, you're going to see that you really are connected to the flow of everything good. And the angels want you to just take a break right now and, you know, have some fun because you're sort of like overthinking everything. And this is a time of rejuvenation and, you know, having some fun. And just know that life is, you know, blessing you with wonderful new things. There's going to be great happiness. There's going to be emotional fulfillment and harmony. So just, you know, offer forgiveness, understanding, and kindness to others, and you're going to be rewarded with beautiful, unconditional love. And I have the seraphim angels coming in, seraphim, and they're considered to be the burning ones. And they're saying, allow divine white light to dissolve your fears, your doubt, your lack, and allow divine white light to fill you with peacefulness. Allow it to guide your footsteps. Allow this beautiful divine white light to shine through darkness and shadow, and allow it to heal all the wounds in every area of your life. And Barbara, that's what I have.
Okay.
For Noomi. Thank you.
Thank you. And let's see what Jesus wants to say to you, Noomi. Noomi, we like the name, and we'd like for you to live it. This is something that you decided to accept because you knew it was time for change. And yet there are parts of you that are still the same old way they used to be. We want you to fully embrace that change, to let go of the fear of who you will become. You know who you are. You know what you want to move towards. So we would like for you to spend every moment, and just every moment, opening up to you, opening up to love, opening up to your own life. There's nothing for you to run from. There's nothing for you to be afraid of. You are so much more, and you know this in your heart. Allow that new me to bloom. Allow yourself to become that beautiful, incredible being that is within you. But in order for that to happen, you have to let go of the old you. The old you has done its job, has served its purpose, has worked really hard. But you don't need to hang on to it. Nobody needs to hang on to their old way of being. Now is the new moment. Live this new moment fully. Allow yourself to see who you really are being and to decide if that is who you truly want to be. You are not destined to fail. Let that go. It's not the truth. Start living the truth. You are an amazing success. You always have been. You always will be. Embrace that success. Embrace your own life. Live the truth of who you are. It is time for new me to come forward and be seen and be heard and share the joy. Stop waiting and start living. Okay, that's what I was getting. Let's see. New me says, thanks, DC. This is a time of awakening for me. I don't have a job right now, and I would love to move to a more positive environment. And Noomi is typing a little more, so take a second. Do, 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 do. And I don't know why my nose is running today. I've told it it's okay for it to stop, but it won't. Okay, and then Noomi says, oh, I love that, Barbara. Jesus has an amazing amount of love for you, Noomi. So really, let yourself be new me. That's what he really wants you to do. Okay. So we are going to the caller from area code 856. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Rosemary. How are you?
Great, how are you?
Doing great. I'm getting back to myself, I'm trying to give her another cold. But the new me coming in, so hopefully the same thing. It's new holidays and new relationship that I'm manifesting to get for Christmas and my birthday. But I'd be good for that.
Wonderful. So did you have a particular question, or what would you like to know from Jesus?
I guess what I'm manifesting for the holidays, for Christmas and my birthday, I'm getting that new relationship that I want and deserve.
Okay.
And
well,
I didn't
we
learn
will
my lessons.
We'll let DC go first with whatever she has.
Good morning, hon. This is DC.
Hi, how are you?
Good. The first message I'm getting is from the divine, letting you know that you are strong, focused, and really loving individual. So I'm getting, please, like, just stay grounded and don't let your imagination, you know, run wild, okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, make sure that the choices you are making are for your highest good, okay? And you have a divine team around you to help you with that, okay? And just, you know, really, you know, feel that connection. And I'm getting there's going to be healing, you know, in so many areas of your life, okay?
Okay.
And just know that this is really a blessed time for you, okay? I see that Archangel Michael is around you, and he's giving you strength and courage right now to really heal your life, okay?
Okay.
And he's helping to empower you. Okay, and he's asking that you just surrender any burdens that you have to him and ask him to help you with it, and you're going to see how, like, all of your areas of your life are going to, like, come in back to, like, proper balance, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting there's going to be so many loves, like, loving blessings around you, hon, okay? And just know that there are new beginnings coming your way, okay? And there's new possibilities. I'm getting miracles. Just trust that you are being taken care of, okay? And
okay.
I'm also saying that this is your time, okay?
Right.
So just trust. Take that leap of faith. You know, you have unlimited potential within you. Embrace it and embrace the new beginnings that are coming your way. And I'm getting that your life is going to be filled with joy, okay? Now, you asked about a relationship.
Right.
Okay. Okay, we'll see what the, let's see. Okay. So what I'm getting, my dog Ginger transitioned in July. So she said, I want to answer this one, Mom, okay? So she's showing me a door that's closing, hon. And she's showing me another one that's opening. Okay. There was a game years ago. I think it was called Mystery Date. And
right.
She's showing me you open up the perfect door, okay? And
right.
What I'm getting is there's going to be a change coming around your love life, okay?
Okay.
And you have everything to be hopeful for, okay? So now is the time, Ginger's asking you to really stay focused on what it is that you're desiring, you know? Really think about what you want and, like, write it down. Visualize your relationship, okay? And you're going to be able to make it your reality. And she's saying, just chill out because everything is going to work out just fine. Okay?
Cool. Appreciate it.
So that's what she's showing me. But I'm getting like your life is like just like going to be filled with overall happiness. Okay? And there's such beautiful positive energy around you, hon, that you're going to have everything you desire. So just follow your heart. Do what you believe is right. And know that everything is going to turn out for your it's okay?
Cool, appreciate it.
And I'm just kidding, please, like, you know, you're ready to have love, so release, like, any fear that you have and let your heart open to the love that is coming, hon. And
okay.
I'm sort of getting, like, get out of your head, okay? And just really, like, connect with that passion, ignite it and let it flow. And just, you know, pray. I don't know if you pray, but I'm just hearing pray, and you're going to have all the answers that, you know, come to you. And own your power, okay? Really own your power. And don't
okay.
be so hard on yourself. I'm getting that you're really hard on yourself. There's no need to worry, okay? Heaven is going to provide for you, okay? I don't know if you're having, like, sleepless nights and anxiety, but that's what I'm feeling. And, you know, pray and give everything that, you know, that you're worrying about to the angels, okay? Your
okay.
life is going to be really beautiful, hon.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so just move, you know, move beyond the drama that's in your life and just make room for that beautiful energy that is coming your way. Okay?
Okay.
And, like, also get into something really exciting. Really be really feeling that with because life is going to be amazing, hun, okay?
Okay.
So just embrace that beautiful and know that you're going to be provided for in every way, okay?
Okay. Appreciate it.
God bless you. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon. Have a blessed holiday season.
Thank you, too.
Okay. So here's what Jesus wants to say to you. Beloved, we want you to use this birthday as an opportunity to become a new you, to let go of the last year, the last years, and to start living who you truly desire to be. We see that for a long time you put off your own life. You did what you needed to do to make everybody else feel comfortable, be happy. And you didn't do anything to make yourself be comfortable, be happy. We want you to dedicate this year of your life to you, to achieving your desires, to being loved, to being absolutely adored, not because of what you've done for anybody else, but because of who you are. Because you don't have to prove anything to anyone. And you shouldn't have to prove anything to yourself. The more you open up to this love, to accepting love, to loving yourself, the more you are going to attract those wonderful, incredibly loving people into your life. Including the ones that you want to have these wonderful relationships with. And we are not just talking about your mate or your partner. We are talking about your friends, the people you work with, the people you interact with, everyone you meet. You can take your whole life to a new level, and it is time for you to do that. We want you to recognize yourself. To recognize your value, to recognize your beauty, to recognize that you deserve to accept the blessings that you are being given. This is your time for really becoming who you are meant to be. So let go. Let go of everything from the past. Let go of all of the beliefs that you can't or you shouldn't or you mustn't and all of that. Because it's not true. And start living in the truth that you are wonderful. That you are loved. That you deserve love. That there is room in your life for more and more and more and more and more. Love. Start accepting that love because that is the truth of you. So enjoy yourself and allow yourself to receive. Open your arms, open your heart, and accept all of the blessings that the Creator is giving to you. We love you. You are loved. Okay, that is what he wanted to share with you.
Thank you. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
And now you can have a magnificent birthday.
Thanks. Cool, appreciate it, guys. Have a good weekend, and if I don't talk to you, happy holidays.
The same to you, sweetheart.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, DC. We've done our hour. Yay!
Awesome. Beautiful. I feel like I've got such energy now. I've had my fill of vitamin G, Barbara. I don't know about you, but I just feel really, really wonderful.
Yeah, I do too. Beautiful day. Beautiful way to start today. And we appreciate everyone who calls in the chat room and who asks the questions and gets the messages and allows us to share this beautiful energy with you and with the world. And we will be back on Thursday to do it again. Yay!
Awesome.
All right, that is our show for today. Thank you, everyone, and we send you lots and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye.